be from one of the most vulnerable but struggling and fighting people from the Philippines. When I was preparing to come here to Germany, my 10-year-old twins asked me, "Mama, why are you leaving us again?" So I told them that I was going to be part of Fridays for Future. So my twins told me, "Mama, please make sure that you tell everyone about the people who die in typhoons, about how we get scared whenever it starts to rain in the Philippines. But most of all, tell them about our friends, the Lumad kids, indigenous people from the mountains, whose schools are bombed by the military in order to make way for mining companies. It is so powerful to see so many people here today coming together, speaking up and stepping up and claiming the right to imagine a future. Climate justice without borders is truly timely and necessary for so many reasons. Number one, government leaders from different countries are now in Bonn discussing and debating what they think are solutions to the climate crisis. But let me tell you, 25 years of negotiations, long before even most of you were born, where have all of these negotiations brought us? Have they brought us any closer to finding real solutions to address the climate problem? Number two, what you are doing right now inspires many others all over the world. Older people in governments, in businesses, institutions of power, they say that they see what you do. They say they understand why you go on strikes. They claim that they hear your call for climate action. Let's see. Number three, in poor communities, as in the Philippines, where I come from, and in many other developing countries globally, millions have already died. Many more are struggling to survive and will most likely lose their lives, their loved ones, what little possession and livelihood they have due to typhoons, droughts, sea level rise, and other climate disasters that are now more frequent and more intense. Climate change adds another layer of burden to our daily battle to live decent lives amidst poverty, landlessness, joblessness, and violations of our right to say we've had enough and we want to make the situation better for all. But what do we get from our government? Those who defend the environment are arrested, intimidated, silenced, and killed with the rise of this rightist nationalist government. No! You are capturing the attention of those who can actually make big and bold steps to stop the climate breakdown. Now, let's help them. Let's all help them with some important lessons we all learned in kindergarten on what it really takes to have global solidarity for climate justice. First lesson, hold hands and stick together. Share and always play fair. It's true, climate change is a global problem, but some are more responsible than the others for the causes of climate change. The effects are felt more by poor people from poor countries, and some are more capable to assist those who are drowning, and those who have no water even for drinking. Some governments have already declared climate emergencies. But what does it really mean? But what are they actually doing? The concern for the planet is being used to turn all attention and energy away from what really causes the climate breakdown. This fixation on having more, producing more at any cost, and towards dangerous distractions presented as solutions. Clean coal, geoengineering, what the? Business as usual cannot continue. We should not allow those who seek to make more business than usual to cash in on the climate crisis with their fancy and expensive techno fixes. Second important lesson that we all learned in kindergarten: don't take things that aren't yours. Say sorry when you hurt somebody. Inequalities of colonialism and the continuing reality of unfair trade deals and investment rules that bring in super profits for corporations from the global north and corrupt politicians from the global south. And the poor in these countries bear the brunt of the negative effects of these policies on people and the environment. We need to tell the world leaders that even radical domestic action, even with 100% cuts in emissions by rich countries, this won't be enough to stop the extreme climate chaos. The Global South is also expected to do more to transform our economies and our production. But this cannot be done without massive finance and technology. Repaying climate debt owed by the North to the South is necessary to avert the further breakdown of our planet's natural systems. And the third most important lesson that we all learned in kindergarten: flush. Let's keep fighting the good fight, and we will certainly not give up on our beautiful planet. But we have to realize, and make others realize as well, that the only thing that has ever reduced emissions is less economic production and overcoming the fixation with growth and extraction. No one. Unless we flush down this system. We need to flush down this system that puts corporate and individual profits and interests over the survival and development of people and planet. Encourage everyone to make a lot of noise for our comrades at Ende Gelende who are now in the lignite mines to try to stop all this dirty and polluting industries. Let's go make some noise! Alright, before I leave, I want to teach you something that we did last year in Poland. You're familiar with We Will Rock You, right?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Stomp, stomp, clap. Stomp, stomp, clap. Buddy, you're a fascist, cold fan, stealing our rights, thinking you're the big man today. You've got blood on your hands, your head's in sand, spreading your lies all over the land. We need you to wake up.
Wake up.
We need you.
Rise up!
Activists build real plans, just plans. Shouting in the street, gonna save the whole world today. We've got solidarity, community, waving our banners all over the place. We need you to wake up, wake up. We need you to rise up, rise up. People have the power right now. We are taking action. Make a big change today. Join the fight. Stand up for human rights. Never let fascists ever come back. We need you to wake up, wake up. We need you to rise up, rise up.
One more time.
We need you to wake up, wake up. We need you to rise up, rise up.
What do we want?
Climate justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
Long live international solidarity.
Long live.
Thanks a lot. We are still